Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends. Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends.
And welcome back to the podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. This week, I am joined by Liz Robertson, a friend and improviser from Bowling Green State University. Great girl. She's not really stretching too much with her character in this episode. So let's jump right into Dustin Calls His Ex-Girlfriends, episode 37, Cassie.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, hi, Dustin. It's Cassie.
Hey, Cassie. Hey, how's it going?
You know, it was going really, really well, but then I was getting ready for this con, and I cannot find my Nightcrawler, my action figure from the second movie. I cannot find it anywhere, and I was wondering if he's, like, one of your favorites as well, if you might have it.
I mean, I have my Nightcrawler action figure. I have the, the premiere, like, comic version of him, but I didn't really buy any of the movie figures. I don't have any of your stuff. I double-checked, like, when I moved. I do not have any of your figures, Cassie. I'm sorry.
Wow, that really, really sucks. Okay, well, I guess we're just going to have to buy another one, but they don't really come in really good mint.
I mean, I'm sure you can find one at the con or something. It's usually where I would buy my stuff when I used to go.
Yeah, I love the con, but you know, some of the vendors, they tend to be a little... They tend to be a little confrontational when women go up to buy the figurines, and it's just really stressful. Really stressful.
No, I know, it's a shitty thing. Well, I mean, like, just go buy it online then. I mean, I think it's shitty that, you know, there's that kind of bias towards girls at cons like that, but...
Well, you remember how it was, you know, back when we were dating. It's just, like, I tend to cosplay a little bit, and, like, that means that half the time my boobs are out, so that's a little... You know, I guess they just don't understand their boundaries because, you know, geek culture or whatever, and it's rough, so.
I remember almost punching a couple of guys that were way out of line when we went.
Yeah, they mean well, but how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a really long time. I haven't seen you at the circuit, so.
I'm
wondering how you've been.
I mean, I've been doing okay. I don't really do cons anymore. I just kind of, you know, I read a couple of comics. I'll check the movies out and everything now, but I just can't do conventions anymore.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Why not? Is it just, you know, too...
I don't know. It's too much. Well, it's like you said. Like, a lot of them, like, they don't know boundaries. Like, I mean, it's weird that, like, a place where it's a bunch of people who love something are, first of all, critical of people like you that show up, you know, dressed up, but then it's all, oh, well, you don't know when Nightcrawler fingered Mystique or whatever. Like, who gives a shit? Like, who gives a shit what you do and don't know? Like, it's not a contest. They should be excited that you care about the same stupid shit they care about.
Yeah. You know, it's really relieving to hear you say that. I always thought I was never, like, really good enough for you because of that. You know, we would go to cons, and you would always know so much more than me. It felt like it just... Yeah,
wait,
you
thought that I broke up with you because I didn't think you were, like, nerdy enough?
Well, yeah, that's kind of how guys at cons and, like, comic book stores typically operate. I mean, I've been with two or three that I had to pass, like... Star Trek quizzes just to get onto a first date with.
Okay, no, fuck that. Like, first of all, guys at cons and stores like that, fuck them. Who the fuck are they? Like, they're the fucking vanguards of, like, being cool? That's bullshit. And why would you do that to date somebody?
Well,
That's stupid. If they...
Well, you,
like, what? They
you
want
know,
you
like,
to fucking...
For me, I'm not the prettiest girl out there. I'll admit to that. I
Cassie.
Can't tell a lipstick from a dildo, so it's kind of hard for me to...
Okay.
No.
Cassie, first off, you're fucking beautiful. You need to know that. Okay? Don't think that you're not attractive, because you are. You are incredibly attractive. And you're a good person. And even, like, you're welcome. Like, even if that weren't the case, like, why should you have to pass a fucking quiz to spend time with somebody? That's bullshit.
I don't know. Some of these guys are pretty cool, you know? Like, they come off as...
They're obviously not fucking cool. If their idea of you being able to hang out with them means that they have to know fucking... I don't know, The Trouble with Tribbles or fucking what other bullshit Star Trek trivia. Fuck them. Like, they don't deserve human interaction. And they especially don't deserve human interaction with someone like you.
Oh, well thanks. That really means a lot to me. Like I said, I thought you just, you didn't really like me, you know, that I wasn't, like, good enough for you.
No, Cassie, I liked you a lot. I really liked you. I got burnt out on that culture is really what it was. It's not that I didn't think you were nerdy enough. It's that I couldn't keep going to conventions. I couldn't keep hanging out in comic book stores because it stopped being fun for me. And I know that's a huge part of your life. That's something you're really into. And I didn't think we could reconcile that. Like, I didn't think you'd be able to put up with dating a guy who didn't want to go to cons and go to fucking comic book stores anymore and go to Avengers at midnight and shit like that.
I guess that's a pretty good point. Like, those parts of my life, they're really prevalent. I mean, you remember whenever I used to pull out the blue body makeup and cosplay as Mystique, you know?
Yep, I remember that fondly.
So, I thought that, you know, that'd be cool for you, but now I see I have to go a little too far, and
no.
Takes it a little too far.
No, Cassie, it's not even you. I believe me, I had no problem with the costumes. No problem whatsoever. The costumes, I was a huge fan of those. It was literally every other part of it that had nothing to do with you. And I know that you like going to those things. And I... Like, if it was just us sitting at home reading comic books and just marathoning fucking Firefly and shit and, you know, you wearing whatever costume you felt like on any given night, I was for that. But I know that you also like the social aspect of it and going out to those things, and I can't do those anymore.
Well, that really changes my perspective on some of the things, you know, that happened back then. It's really refreshing to hear that, like, not only does, like, I don't know, it's just refreshing to hear that guys can get into girls like me and respect my kind of things I like to do. So, thanks. You know, it was really nice talking to you, even though you don't have my action figure.
I wish I did. I wish I had it for you.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later then.
All right, Cassie.
Do you want to catch a movie premiere sometime?
Yeah, sure. It sounds great.
Awesome. I hear the new X movie is supposed to be really, really fantastic.
As long as we don't go at midnight, I am totally fine with that.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Cassie.
Bye.
And thanks for tuning in. That's another one in the bag. Thanks to Liz Robertson for being my guest this weekend. Check us out. We got a page on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks.